Hi, everyone. This is Grace Van Hollebeck here for another episode of Office Hours. I've decided to try a new format today. I figured it might be helpful in talking about some really actionable things that people can do in their business on top of the larger, you know, inspiring stories and ways that people go about and have built their life. So I got a lot of requests recently on a live stream that we did at Lucia to talk about marketing, some really creative strategies that business owners, especially small business owners, can take to help market their business. I think I'm going to try a few of these small, quicker, shorter formats, see what does better. As you know, as an entrepreneur, you need to try different things and see what works best. And I think this is a creative take that might work well, might not. We'll see. All right. So jumping in, I frankly don't really have a template of how I'm going to do this episode, but I just want to talk through a few things that have been top of mind for me recently. So I think this is just going to be an exploratory experience for both of us. I do have a list of some running topics though that I think are going to be really interesting. So I really want to talk about marketing because it's something that I'm really passionate about. It also helps that it's probably what I get most excited about in the workday. And recently I've talked to a lot of small business owners who are curious about how to do marketing within their business. And frankly, I see a lot of people running towards things that feel safe because it feels very obvious and it feels like something that they should be doing. I think a lot of small business owners think that I need to post on social media. That's how I'm going to grow my business. That's how I'm going to be, you know, a larger attractor for new clients, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that most people think that that's good. That's enough. They kind of haphazardly try to grow a social media following. Some really, really lean into it. But again, that tends to be it. And I think people think that social media is this like fix solution. And I love being the first one to say that I actually don't think social media should be the first thing that you run to as a small business owner. I think there's a lot of situations where it can help and really, you know, help you potentially grow your business. But for a lot of the businesses that I work with, at least, it's not necessarily the first place I would go. So let's just jump in right into instead some of the other tools that I would consider. So if you are someone that's trying to grow your small business, now most of our listeners tend to be luxury travel advisors, luxury property management companies, luxury boutique hotels, but also some tend to be just founders or entrepreneurs in a variety of other spaces, whether it be tech, CPG brands, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to share some of these. And I think it's really applicable to all of them. So don't tune me out just because I mostly cater to those other types of companies. So the first thing that I want to talk about is social media, because like I said, most people run to it. But I don't think that you should run to it in the way that you might automatically think. I think a lot of people think I need to get a lot of followers and therefore it'll help grow my business. And that's just not true. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. So many other things matter first. I would use social media, however, as a small business owner, as a tool for building a community that engages with you and almost act like a resume for your business so that people can go and find you, verify that you're legit, verify that you're there, and feel good about working with you. Hopefully, they also follow along and then start to be drawn into your ecosystem and want to engage with you. We'll talk about how to actually do that well a little bit later on, though, so stay tuned for that. But I would of course have a social media presence, but I would not have it be the first thing you do. The first thing I actually recommend setting up first is your email marketing. And I don't necessarily mean email marketing in the sense of like creating campaigns, sending out emails at these timed specific moments, things like that. Start simple. Start with a newsletter. Set up whether it's MailChimp, you want to use Beehive, you want to use Substack, you want to use, I think we use Customer.io right now. Whatever tool you use, Flowdesk is another great one. Set up a tool so that when people give you their email address, keyword on they must give it to you. When people give you their email address, you have a way to engage and contact with them within a medium that you control. Hear that last part, because it's really important. In a medium that you control, a lot of times people think about, oh, social media is really important because I need to reach all these people. Yeah, sure, but you don't necessarily own the end. No one necessarily is going to see that video or that post. social media is really reliant on the algorithm these days. I got to be honest with you, I rarely see content from my own friends that I follow on Instagram these days or TikTok, etc. A lot of it is content that aren't necessarily people that I even follow. So if you take the approach of focusing on your email newsletter and your email marketing, you are directly reaching the inbox of the people that you want to talk to. Now, how do you get their inboxes? How do you get their emails? My dad actually said this to me once, and it's so important. It's unbelievable. And when he said this to me, I was like, oh, shoot, you're so right. He said, you are not taking your marketing seriously if you are not focusing on getting people's email addresses. You are not taking your email, you're not taking any of your marketing seriously until you are serious about collecting email addresses. So think about right now, how often do you actually collect someone's email address? Do you have a tool that scrapes it from your emails? Do you have a conversion like freebie giveaway that people typically would want to download when they get to your website and collects their email addresses? Whatever you do, even if you manually enter them into your CRM or whatever email marketing tool you're using, I mean, that's a bit of an inefficient way to do it, but like bear with me here. No matter how you're collecting them, you need to get serious about it. Every point in time that you're interacting with someone, you're collecting their email address, okay? We used a tool called Zapier, if you're familiar with it. We used Zapier so that anytime anyone emailed us, we would automatically collect their email address. Like if they emailed us through our form on our website, I should say. If they filled out our info form on our website, it automatically took their info and input it into our tool that collects email addresses. Now on our platform, if you engage with any technology on our platform, on our messaging tool, on our podcast, it doesn't matter, we collect email addresses. Now it's all automated. They're immediately sent into our, you know, email marketing platform, Customer.io. It also now is so automated that depending upon where we found them and how they came to us and where they are in our customer lifecycle, it'll categorize them differently and send them different email marketing campaigns. I think we have like 7 or 8 marketing campaigns set up at any given moment. We even filter people out so that if they haven't engaged with us in the last 6 months, it stops sending them content until they choose to re-engage with us. That's specific to us though, because we're a tech platform. That doesn't necessarily apply if you're doing like a newsletter where someone subscribes. And also we try to promote people subscribing to it because we send out great content. In those email newsletters, it is really important that yes, once you take collecting those email addresses really seriously, you also send out content that is value adding. Please, please, please. Gone are the days of just sending out bland content that no one really cares about and have it somehow convert. Yes, you want to be top of mind. So you're sending out content that'll just ping you to someone's inbox and they'll be like, oh yeah, I know Grace. Let me reach out to her and book my trip with her, or let me book my property with that company or whatever. The more important part now is that you're providing some value that's free and outside of the scope of you selling. So when we send out content on Lucia, a lot of times it's like, oh, here's this podcast episode about marketing, for example. Or here's this newsletter we wrote about the 5 best ways to prepare your business for 2025. Whatever tools or content or educational information we're sending out, it's value adding, it's free, and we don't ask someone to pay us for it. That's really important. We're not selling Lucia in the process either. Now, sometimes it happens to make sense for someone to consider using us at the end of the, you know, educational content we're giving them. That's helpful. But by no means are we selling or actively trying to promote Lucia during that process. I just want to be at the top of someone's inbox, the top of their mind, and I want to be someone they can't forget about because I'm always there. So that's some details about email marketing. I would say set up first a newsletter that you send out at least once a month. Really, it should be at least every 2 weeks or at least every week, depending upon what kind of business you run. But frankly, you want to be in someone's inbox once a week, at least. It may be partly because of the newsletter. It might be because you're hosting a free webinar. It might be because you are promoting some sort of like downloadable that might be a value add. Whatever it is, reach people's inbox, provide value, don't sell yourself, and make sure that you're using it as a tool to stay relevant. If you're not sending enough content, you will not stay relevant. And if you're sending it too much, you just become annoying. gosh, there's so much more info that I could share in there about email marketing, but I'll leave you with that. That's really important. Get your email newsletters set up, then some email campaigns, but like touch people's inbox, make sure you're reaching them there. I would also say a way to have content or way to come up with content is always a big challenge that people ask us about. And I would say some tips there, consider case studies or, yeah, like I'll start there. Consider case studies. Use examples of past work that you've done really well. Interview your clients. Ask to spend 10 minutes with them and give them a gift card of, you know, whatever, to thank them for their time. And then write up on your own, just a write-up of what happened. If you're on Lucia's website, there's literally a whole section of blog posts that we do that are case studies about good experiences that happened on Lucia. We've got over a dozen posted at this point, and we just started doing it about 6 months ago. And those posts are like, here's a great example of someone who did their marketing and it went really well through using Lucia, right? We use those case studies to then talk about through our newsletters. We use those case studies on our socials. We use those case studies. We reuse that content constantly. We use it as like a free tool to repurpose. Case studies are a really great way to promote your business without actually promoting it. And make sure in the process of writing it and sharing it, you're not telling someone like these are, you know, it can get a little bit showy. So all I'm saying is just use it as a tool to like educate people, if that makes sense. Also, partnerships are so underrated, and there's so many people in the hospitality and travel industry, travel advisors, property managers, boutique hotels that don't take advantage of enough partnerships. Use it as a way to help like cross-pollinate your networks. So what I mean by this is Lucia, for example, we've started doing and we're planning out a lot of these for 2025. So if you're someone that's interested in doing one with us, reach out. We are doing these webinars where basically a brand that's aligned with us isn't directly competing, but is aligned with us or in the relevant industry, we reach out to them, cold email, hey, we want to co-host a webinar with you. We will cross-promote it together. Hopefully it'll get people that don't know you introduced to you and vice versa. And let's talk about, you know, insert unique topic idea here. For example, I'll give an example of one that could be some good ideas. If you're a travel advisor, partner with a let's come up with a good one. Come up with a like concierge, like medical concierge company that does a lot of like travel. And you could talk about like the things that you should know about when traveling to a remote destination that, you know, maybe you need certain vaccines for, or, you know, things like that. Do a webinar about that. Or if you want something that's more related to like a certain destination, partner with a supplier that you work with and co-host a live stream about that destination and like really cool, unique spots within it that people should know about, and offer it for free. Ask people to sign up and join you for it and put it on their calendar. And in the process of having them sign up, make sure you're asking for their email address, because guess what? You can then have that automatically populate into your newsletter and CRM tool so that you can connect with them in the future. So anyone that signs up for this, you can promote this on your social. We're providing free education here. So we actually value adding, like truly value adding, really actually interesting, something people want to learn about. And in the process, you're getting them pulled into your hopefully very value adding ecosystem. So partnerships like that, live events, webinars, community groups. Facebook groups are also incredibly powerful. It's so funny how much businesses sleep on them. Frankly, we've been sleeping on them, and I'm working on getting better at that. But Facebook groups, man, they are so powerful. People love to join them and be in them. And you don't need to promote yourself at all. Like, people ask questions, and then you can just provide useful commentary and probably will have people look at your account, see who you are. Your socials should be set up and have really great engagement. So they'll probably link and go see who you are, and they'll automatically find you that way. And then I think this is also a really slept on idea. CPG companies, larger brands, they've all figured this out already. So this is not new information. None of this is new, by the way. I'm just trying to repurpose it and package it in a way that's useful for you as a smaller business owner. Use user-generated content. What I mean by this is use reviews that a customer left for you, and use that to promote or talk about yourself in some way. Again, show, don't tell. Like, don't start bragging about your business in the process, but like, You can use reviews, obviously. You can also have someone share videos from their trip that they took, or from their experiences while staying at your Airbnb, or times that they stayed at your hotel. Ask them if they can use those videos, if they can send it to you, so that you can repurpose it and put it on your social media, or send it out in a newsletter with some photos, things like that. You also can take those videos that they made, re-edit it to your own reel, for example, and do a voiceover. Or, you know, if they did a really good job of it on their own, you could just repurpose it and repost it. There's ways that you could take other people's content so that you don't necessarily need to be the one that's doing the traveling or the staying at the property or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, it's a great way of really like showing your brand instead of telling. So instead of telling someone, we are really great for families at our property, instead you're using content from someone that maybe went and had a really great experience from with their family and took videos of it and shared it on their socials and tagged you. Ask if you could repost it. You're showing that someone can have a great experience as a family on your property. Don't tell them, just show it. And then we talked a little bit about hosting free events or webinars. My prediction also for 2025 is that there's going to be a lot more in-person events. Ask yourself, when was the last time you asked one of your clients to go out to coffee? Have you asked to host a dinner with clients that you know are all in the same area to go to dinner together? You don't necessarily have to foot the bill for any of these events. Like, you don't need to frame it that way. Just frame it as like, would love for some of my clients to meet each other, would love to host an event. Maybe you can get a brand to help sponsor it, so maybe you can pay for the event. Let's say if you're a travel advisor, like ask if, you know, maybe 10 of your clients all live in the same city or the same area. Ask if you could put together, you know, a Valentine's Day event and have that supplier or company or property help co-host it with you. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But gosh, if you don't ask, you won't get it. And then I guess I kind of alluded to something there that's also super important, making sure that you ask for things. I think this has been a really big learning curve for me over the last few years with Lucia. And I realized the more that I asked for things like referrals, feedback, content from users, promotions and partnerships, networking events, all of these things, if you ask for it, you will get a lot more opportunity and spontaneity that comes out of these things than keeping to yourself. And I think a lot of small business owners, founders, entrepreneurs, no matter how big or small you are perfectly the right size and the right fit to do stuff like this. You do not need to wait till you're bigger, wait till you have more of a brand. This is how you build it. There is no other step before this point. You start now, today, not tomorrow, not this weekend, maybe this weekend because it's getting late in the day, probably by the time I post this. You start now. Start by focusing on your content now and start building out your brand now. There is no, you know, later time where you should start doing any of these things. Also, you're going to be bad at it in the beginning. Do not worry about like getting yourself super polished or feeling like you need to have more social proof before posting or creating emails or things like that. Start right away. You do not need to wait. You will create the brand immediately. It will not come later on. It just won't. And of course, you're going to be really bad in the beginning. You only get better by trying. You only get better by starting. The people that are waiting for them to get really good at creating social content or really good at posting or really good at copywriting. Like if you're really terrible at it, just outsource it. We have plenty of fantastic co-pilots on Lucia that can do it for you for really cheap. If you are looking for someone to help do it for you, do it. But don't debate back and forth. Either do it terribly and learn from it or start outsourcing it right away. Either way, I don't care. Just start. There's so many other parts of marketing that I can touch upon. I think social deserves its own episode and how to go about social. But the last thing I'll leave you with social here, because I promised I'd talk about it a bit, is when it comes to social content, really make sure that you're focusing on the right platform. So like, are you someone whose clients are on Facebook or Instagram? Maybe is it that you like Instagram and you're good at it, but really your clients are on Facebook? Is it that you think maybe clients are on LinkedIn and they are? Maybe are you just more comfortable with Facebook and not the others? Whatever it is, make sure you're honest about what platform your clients really are on and which will actually convert users. I think LinkedIn's a really underrated use resource for a lot of the travel and hospitality industry. I don't think people use it enough. I think Instagram is incredibly important for showing your personal brand and storytelling, Use that as an opportunity to show like day in the life videos or honest content about, you know, the back end of your business. And maybe LinkedIn is more so of a little bit more of a polished, but like a little bit more of the businessy side of things. Or I don't know, just play around with it, but be honest about where your market really is. Also, for anyone that says they can't come up with content or they don't have good content ideas or they don't know how to tell stories, your day-to-day is very entertaining, I guarantee it. Like the amount of stuff that you spend time doing as a business owner is probably really eye-opening to a lot of people, especially if they work in corporate or other jobs. So just start by literally recording yourself throughout the day and look back on your day and say, what did I do today? Create a day in the life video. I guarantee it's entertaining. Even if you're staring at your computer all day long, start telling the story of what were the things that you did today. I created an itinerary for a lovely woman who's turning 50. She's having a big party with all of her friends in the south of France. How incredibly interesting. What are some of the like different hotels that, you know, you're hoping to book? Or what is your favorite thing that you learned as part of that part of your, you know, day to day? Notice how we took one very small detail and turned it into probably its own post. You could turn all the different segments of your day into enough content for a week. Truly. You may not find it very interesting because you do it day to day, but I promise you, people don't necessarily experience your same day on a day-to-day basis. So your life is content. Don't feel the need to come up with new content or ideas. Start out with just things that happen in your day-to-day, and I promise you'll get additional ideas after that. Also, I will say, I have a lot of great entrepreneurship, like founder friends, that, and especially one in particular, her name's Ariana. I think we're posting her episode soon, actually, for her episode of Office Hours. But she has this Instagram account called Uncover More. Go follow it. It's amazing on Instagram. And we both agreed to like hold each other accountable to growing our socials in different ways. So I post a lot on LinkedIn. She doesn't. She posts a lot on Instagram and I don't. And we agreed every time we meet, we set these like little goals for ourselves and we hold each other accountable. And we meet once a month just to catch up because we're friends, but also to like talk about the things that we were supposed to do from the last time. And oh my goodness, it's so funny when we meet up and we like actually completed our goal from the previous month. It's so satisfying. But also if we don't, it's really like, oh shoot, a whole month went by and I didn't do this one simple thing. And it's a bit of a kick in the butt. And it really gets me going for the next month. So that's my rambling way of saying content, marketing, focusing on growing your business. A, can be free. Everything I just talked to you about is free. B, you do not need to recreate the wheel, come up with anything new. Just take the stories that are happening in your everyday life and talk about them in depth. They'll be interesting, I promise. And second of all, or third of all, I guess, third of all, you do not need to be great at all of things, these things at once. In fact, I advise against it. Focus on one. I started out by posting a lot on LinkedIn and I got really good at it. And I've been doing it for the last like two and a half years consistently. And only now am I digging into Instagram more seriously. You do not need to get really great at every platform or every tool or every form of marketing at once. Focus on one. Truly focus. Get really good at it. Then move on to the next. When that one gets perfected, move on to the next. Once you have systems up in place for that specific tool that you're doing and you've got it down to a bit of a science, then move on. Don't hold on to moving on to the next one too long, of course. You know, done is better than perfect, but make sure that you kind of can handle doing more than one at a time before you move on to the next one. That's my office hours for the day. I kind of love this one-on-one format with you guys. I think it's really interesting to kind of just talk about the days or what's going on in my day. So honestly, let me know if you found this format interesting. Shoot me a note. My Instagram is at Grace Van Hall, VanHoll. Most people find Van Hollebeck hard to spell, so that's an easier way of saying it. Anyway, go find me on there. Go give it a follow or on my LinkedIn is the same info. And shoot me a note. I'm curious what you thought about this format. Make sure, of course, though, you follow and rate the podcast. I only know if we're doing a good job here or if it's fun for you guys or you're learning anything if you let me know. And if I'm not, and there's things I can improve upon, which there always is, let me know. Anyway, thanks for sitting in on a little bit of a different and unique version of today's office hours.